We're in Siman Kuf Pei Dalid. We are up to Sif Hei, and we will be completing the Siman that's Hei and Vav. Sif Hei, at Ema Sa Yuchal Levarech. If you didn't bench yet, and it's been a while since you weighed, how long do you have till you can bench, till you can no longer bench? Achi Yisakel HaMozen Shebemeyav. Until the food that is inside your system gets digested. The Kama Shiuro, how long is that? Kol Zman She'eino Roiv Machmas Osa Achila. So long as you're not hungry because you ate them. Umishah she'is chalias ra'ev, whereas if you begin being hungry, afal pishalo nisakel adayin lagamri, even though you still feel some of the effects, v'nisakel, kinisakel lagamri dainin alei, if you're a little bit hungry, then we say that you lost your benching. V'chei nami linyin achilis peris v'shtiyas yayin, it's not only halach and pasim birkas hamazon, this even goes for achila of a peris v'shti of yayin, im eino roiv v'lotzame, v'toyev lo'osin peris, if you don't really feel hungry to eat those fruits, yavarech im eini yodeh l'shar minisaklu, if you have no other way of knowing if it was already a shir equal. Now, the halacha is like this. First of all, what happens if the shir equal came already and you didn't bench? So you lost your benching. Can you continue eating or have you lost your bracha rishona too? The Magen Avram's day is that you lose your bracha rishona. Mishnah Berurah brings that rov rishonim, many rishonim argue with him, and therefore you can continue eating without a bracha. Now, what happens if you ate, and then you ate more? Do we count the shir equal from the first eating or the second? That depends on whether or not there was hesach hadas in between. If you were mesiach das, then this is a new eating, and you only have a shir equal from the first eating. Whereas if it was a continuation, then you can keep counting your shir equal from the second eating. The Mechaber said a lashon la'osam peiris that we measure it by whether or not you're hungry for those fruits. The Mishnah Berurah says that that's lav dafka. Now, what happens if you finished your meal but you're still hungry? So, how long do you have to bench? Lamaisa, the Bir Halach is marach in all of this. His maskone is that shir equal is a minimum of 72 minutes, dalad milin. Whereas once you've hit dalad milin, only if you know that you're mamish full from the last time you ate, only then can you still bench. So if you ate a lot, it would be a lot more than dalad milin. But if you ate a minimum, then you would have 72 minutes. Sivav shir achila levarach labirkas amazon bekazayis, the amount of food that you need in order to bench, is the shear of kazayas. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that that is only midrabanan. Min haTorah, you're chayav to bench only when you eat kedei sviya. And the Mishnah Berurah brings the chinuch, who says that that is very relative, it's subjective midaraisa, it's totally in every person.